Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is indeed hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 5:11 here. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. Chris, how's it going, my man?
It's a very interesting Friday afternoon, and thanks for having us on today, folks. Yep, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and this is News Radio 92.3. Joining me this afternoon, Ray Palmer, President, CEO, Pensacola Sports. We're going to find him live today from some local soccer field. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Great, Chris. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. What soccer field are you hanging out at today?
Well, I'm at the Pensacola youth soccer program over here on Langley Avenue today. Got two 5-year-old grandbabies, or one, I'm sorry, one of them's birthday is 6 years old today.
Wow.
And his 5-year-old cousin playing a big match, I'm sure.
Listen, you're grooming them correctly for when they get a little bit older, then we could talk about them appearing at the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament that you guys are hosting coming up in about 9 days.
Absolutely. We are so excited about the SEC. We're excited about the news of Sun Belt Conference extending. It's good times at Pensacola Sports, absolutely, and we appreciate you having us on.
Hey, Ray, have you found out who the – I know it gets real close to that event. What 12 teams are going to be making it into Pensacola?
Well, we know, I think actually, as of before the games last night, the only team that was actually eliminated was Ole Miss. They were not going to make it.
Right.
Vandy and LSU played last night. They played to a tie. Ooh. And I think that cost LSU. They had a couple of other things needed to happen, but I think it cost them their spot in the tournament. And then there was an Oklahoma Oklahoma was playing Ole Miss last night, and Oklahoma needed to win that game to maybe be in there. So Arkansas is, I would like to say, the cream of the crop, but there's Arkansas, Auburn. Arkansas is currently in first place and really, really good. It's still not completely done, but I think Ole Miss is the only one that's completely eliminated at this point.
You know, it really doesn't matter, right? 12 just amazing SEC women's soccer teams coming to our area. And what an impressive sight that is when those buses start rolling into Ashton-Brosnahan.
Rolling around from the beach all the way up the interstates and up to Ashton-Brosnahan, like you said, it is a sight to see, and we just love having those guys.
And I like to remind
girls,
people.
I'm sorry, girls.
Listen, we know what you were talking about, but one thing I want to stress to our listeners today, tickets on sale now for this event over at PensacolaSports.org. How are the sales going?
Actually, the sales, we had a call-in with the SEC. We are probably 75% above last year's sales.
Nice.
And as the teams, you know, get better identified, of course, that's when, you know, people will really, really commit.
You're absolutely right. Let me shift gears with you real quick here. Escambia County finalizing that 5-year extension with the Sun Belt Conference, hosting 2026-2030, the Sun Belt Conference men's and women's basketball championships. I love this event. It happens in March. That's one thing I really look forward to. And, you know, I was reading some of your comments because you made a couple of comments about the tournament, but the key operative word that I was really catching on to is the word of relationship. How you got to build those relationships to get the conference folks on your side, right?
Well, absolutely. And of course, the conference is based in New Orleans, and you know, they love this whole region. You know, we're blessed to host their basketball event, but they have a couple of other events right here in our region. They love our region. You know, I don't have to tell you. If there's anybody in the world, I don't have to tell. You know, why do they want to come to Pensacola? Have you ever been to our beach?
Right.
Have you ever experienced the Pensacola's community hospitality that we do? You know, have you ever been in the base center when it's decorated out with all the Sun Belt, because they do it right.
Yes, you know, they
do. It's not, it is big time looking arena, and we have good crowds for the events. And, you know, why wouldn't you? What is there not to love about being here?
Got a probably a pretty dumb question for you, but when will tickets go on sale for the Sun Belt Conference?
They are, since they have done the press, I should know the answer to this for sure. Mm-hmm. Since they've done the press release, they will go on sale about the time, I'm going to say this beginning of December, because once they start getting into their regular season play, which I suspect will be in the next week or so, we'll begin putting those tickets on sale as well.
Yeah, and Ray, I love, because of this time of year, I always remind, especially sports aficionados, especially college basketball sports, hey, it's a great stocking stuffer to stick those tickets in somebody's stocking for Christmas.
I love the way you think.
Absolutely, man. I love that tournament. Ray Palmer, listen, you go out and have a great time with your kids today, all right?
Hey, I always do, Chris. Great. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it. We love being on.
It's my honor. Ray Palmer, President, CEO, Pensacola Sports, joining us this afternoon. Now you know about the two events coming up.
Yeah.
Got the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament coming to Ashton-Brosnahan. That happens in 9 days. Then in March, we're going to have Sun Belt Conference Basketball Men's and Women's Championships back in Pensacola.
All righty. 5:17 here, just a couple minutes past 5:15. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather here. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Kim Strand Road, passing Kim Strand Road, we do have some backups there from an accident that has been confirmed in that area. Beyond that, it's just some of the usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and maybe a little bit of issues on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Halifax Street, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees, low of 63. Tomorrow and Sunday will both be highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid to low 60s.
Okay, in about a half an hour or so, we're going to check in Los Angeles and give you a kind of a traffic update and some of the problems that they're having, people making their way to the World Series game tonight. Mm. Dodgers, Yankees going at it. But get this. Listen to this one, Austin. Prices of World Series tickets are about double what they were last year.
Golly.
I mean, they weren't pocket change
last year.
Hey, listen, the normal sports fans out of it. You know,
they've
been totally eliminated. Hey, with more on this, Fox's Max Gordon has more from NYC.
It's time to play ball. And if you're headed to the World Series, you probably paid a pretty penny. Ticket prices on the secondary market can vary by the minute, but according to the ticket reseller StubHub, the average price of tickets for this year's World Series between the Dodgers and Yankees is around $700 per seat. We hit the streets of New York to talk ticket prices with baseball fans.
Do you think that the World Series has gotten too expensive?
I think for the average fan, yeah, I think it has.
Honestly, I expected it to be maybe a little cheaper.
And with sky-high ticket prices for this World Series, not to mention the cost of a hot dog and beer, most fans will probably be watching the game on TV. You can, of course, find it on Fox. In New York, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And you know, we talked about the highest place to buy a beer in the sports world.
Yeah.
New Orleans, San Francisco.
Yeah.
$18 a beer.
God, that is just ludicrous.
No, that's stupid.
All righty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the Vice President Kamala Harris making the fight over abortion rights a centerpiece of her Houston rally tonight. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
This November, we have a choice. We can keep the same old politics of division and distraction, or we can choose leadership we can trust. I'm Gay Vallemont, and I'm running for Congress to bring us together and focus on what truly matters: our economy, access to health care, and protecting our rights. I won't be distracted by headlines and scandals. I'll be working for you every day. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Vallemont, and let's build a community that works for all of us.
Paid for by Gay Vallemont for Congress.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh,
been on more of an electronic music kick, it seems, today.
There you go.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 526 here on the nose as I'm speaking with you. Well, we got another quick check of the roads and weather in store for you. Looking at the roads here, still got those backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That's if you're passing Kim Strand Road. Also on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 63 tonight. And Saturday and Sunday are going to be around the same as it was today. Highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid to low 60s.
Let me check out the early voting numbers for you. Let's go down some numbers. I'm sure you're kind of interested in this. The GOP is leading Democrats by a sizable margin in early voting results across Florida. Polls are showing former President Trump comfortably leading across the state. Now, as of this morning, the breakdown of early votes in Escambia County, 26,555 Republicans, 13,751 Democrats, 5,967 independent voters. Now, Tappy Villain, Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, reporting today in Santa Rosa County, 24,397 Republicans, 6,039 Democrats, and 4,493 independent voters. And new polling on a national scope showing a tight race with the election less than 2 weeks away. And Fox's Ryan Schmelz has more from Washington.
Former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are tied at 48% for the popular vote in the final New York Times Siena College national poll of this campaign cycle. This comes as a recent Fox News poll shows former President Trump leading 50-48% nationally, a flip from last month where Harris was leading by the same margin. The same poll shows the vice president leading by 6 points among voters in the 7 key battleground states, with the candidates tied at 49% among voters in the counties where the 2020 presidential election margin was under 10 points. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And also mentioned this before the break, Vice President Kamala Harris making the fight over abortion rights a centerpiece of her rally tonight in Houston. But she stopped short of saying that she would use executive authority to legalize the procedure. Instead, she told reporters that she would sign any bill passed by Congress. Harris also went after comments made by her opponent, who said that America is a garbage can. Donald Trump made the statement while discussing the White House's immigration policy.
You know, of course, SpaceX Crew 8 landed off the coast of Pensacola early this morning, 2:29 today. 4 astronauts got out of the Dragon capsule. Thumbs up. Everybody's good. Until they went to Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital.
Right.
3 returned to the Johnson Space Center today in Houston. 1 remains in Pensacola at Ascension Sacred Heart. Well, those astronauts, like I said, they came back. But the 2 you might be familiar with is still up in space.
The nearly 8-month space station stay is over after a SpaceX capsule returned to Earth.
And splashdown.
3 Americans and 1 Russian should have been back 2 months ago, but were delayed by safety concerns with Boeing's new Starliner astronaut capsule, which came back empty in September. Then Hurricane Milton complicated things with 2 weeks of high wind and rough seas. Still waiting for a ride home, 2 Starliner test pilots, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, whose own mission went from 8 days to 8 months. They're joined by 2 other astronauts as replacements who are set to return in February. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Oh, I bet you're glad to be back home.
Yeah, I don't doubt it for a moment. President Biden touched on him doing this yesterday, and he officialized it today. He called the use of Indian boarding schools one of the most horrific chapters in American history. He was speaking in Arizona today. He said that children were taken from the homes, had their appearances and names changed. The president formally apologized to Native Americans for the boarding schools and said there's no excuse for it ever happening in the first place. And Biden said the pain caused by these schools will always cause shame.
Coming up in less than about a half an hour here, Representative Michelle Saltzman is partnering with American Legion Post 340. They're hosting a military veterans trunk or treat event. Begins at 6. Festivities include, of course, the haunted house, the activity station, Halloween, hot dogs, chips. Pretty nice night here. Post is located 8890 Ashland Avenue in Pensacola. Again, gets underway at 6 o'clock. Military and veterans trunk or treat event. Kick it off tonight. You couldn't ask for better weather.
Yeah, that is true.
And look at that. Michelle Saltzman, she is one of the hardest working reps in the business.
I'm John Saucier. Vice President Kamala Harris in Houston, Texas, with less than 2 weeks before this presidential election. The vice president discussing her plan to protect abortion rights while speaking to reporters.
When Texans vote for Colin Aldred for the United States Senate, we will be in a position where we actually will be closer to being able to put back in place the protections of Roe v. Wade.
Already the Democratic candidate for Senate going up against incumbent Senator Ted Cruz. Former President Donald Trump also in Texas talking border security,
which under Kamala Harris has been turned into ground zero for the largest border invasion in the history of the world.
The former president there speaking in Austin a day after appearing at an event in Arizona tonight. He'll be in Traverse City, Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
And with your money now, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella asked for a reduction in the cash incentive portion of his pay after a security incident that prompted criticism from the U.S. government. Microsoft gave Nadella a pay raise for the 2024 fiscal year of more than $30 million, but his total package would have been $5.5 million higher if not for a series of cyber attacks. On Wall Street, following today's session, stocks finished it mixed, with the Dow dropping 260, the S&P 500 off by 1, and the NASDAQ growing by 103. American Airlines will reportedly be adding oat milk creamer to its beverage carts after animal welfare advocates successfully petitioned for the carrier to introduce a vegan creamer option. The airline will introduce the new alternative to its menus next month. U.S. crude oil futures for December are under $72 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit Sleeper.com for details. We have a star-studded World Series starting tonight with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto leading the way for the New York Yankees, and Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts trying to capture the Commissioner's Trophy for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I have the biggest star in the game, Shohei Ohtani, winning his first World Series in six games, with Mookie Betts winning the World Series MVP. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football is back. And what better way to celebrate than winning some cash with Sleeper Picks? Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If your picks are right, you win. You could pick up to eight players to win up to 100 times your money. And Sleeper has a couple huge offers to kickstart the football season. For new users, Sleeper will match your first deposit with up to $100 credit to your account. If you've already played, Sleeper's got discounted player projections for you every week of the season. So download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK, and your first deposit will be doubled with a credit up to $100. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and use code BLOCK for a credit up to $100 match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be 18 years in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code and other restrictions apply. Visit Sleeper.com. Please wager responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Mommy, want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the very invigorating Santa Rosa County Commission meeting open forum. One person got escorted out. There was another yelling match between James Calkins and Jerry Cooey. Entertaining stuff. Also talked about Kamala Harris's sit-down interview with Hallie Jackson of NBC. And a good conversation on the wrap with Stephen Berry, the county commissioner in District 5. Plus, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm probably the only person sub 25 that actually listens to this song. I heard it on a Whole Foods commercial, and I'm like, you know what? That's got a nice beat.
Oh, yeah. I remember the guy in the different colored suit or something. Roller skating and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, it's like two people dancing,
yeah.
And it's like their colors are changing based on like the produce aisles.
It's a great spot.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's a good song, so I'm just like, hey, it's got a nice beat to it. I'll use that. All righty.
You're listening. You're a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, look at me. So diverse. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Still got the same issues we've been touching on. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Excuse me. And we did have some issues on 9 Mile Road if you were traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, let's see, 79 degrees, not too bad. Low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, going to be around the same. Highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid to low 60s.
Okay, we're going to talk just a little bit. I mean, just a little bit. Not a whole lot, just a little bit about
just
the
teeny tiny,
just
yeah.
about a World Series. You need to know, of course, Dodgers, Yankees, you knew that. And we've spent most of the week getting you ready for this matchup. But now it's finally here. Greg Thompson is in Los Angeles and has an update from tonight's game.
With the series starting in L.A., it's fitting that the focus will be on the Stars, especially with each team featuring its league's likely MVP winner and both playing in their first World Series. For the Yankees, that's Aaron Judge, who led the American League with 58 homers, while the Dodgers have Shohei Ohtani, who became the first player ever to steal 50 bases and hit 50 home runs in the same season.
We got the best player in the game. You know, we've seen what he's done all year. Absolutely unheard of.
I'm honored that that's how he thinks of me. He's also one of the top players in this league.
On the mound, it'll be Garrett Cole starting for the Yankees up against Jack Flaherty for the Dodgers. First pitch scheduled for 8 Eastern on Fox. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Okay, and while we're talking, I mentioned this to you about a half an hour ago. I gave you a heads up on it. the infamous Los Angeles traffic jams. Let me tell you, you know what the average speed is on the Los Angeles freeway?
What's that?
27 miles an hour. Oy. That's what I love to go, and I always did surface roads. I could get to where I was going much faster on surface roads than jumping on the freeways in Los Angeles. Anyway, they got a big problem on their hands with the traffic, the World Series, a lot of sporting events occurring in the City of Angels. Matthew Seedorf, now he's with Fox. This is a station I had a chance to work with in Los Angeles, KTTV, Channel 11. He says people are being encouraged to use mass transit. And you know what I say if you tell somebody in Los Angeles to go get on a bus? Mm. I laugh in your face.
All right.
Some calling for a colossal Carmageddon Friday evening with Thanksgiving-like gridlock conditions on freeways. Game 1 of the World Series taking place not far from the Suns-Lakers tip-off at Crypto.com Arena, the USC-Rutgers football game at the Coliseum, the East LA Classic at SoFi, and major concerts at the Intuit Dome and the Kia Forum.
So yeah, just a little bit going
on.
See? Just a couple things.
You only have 26 million people to deal with.
Oh my gosh, what a nightmare. He mentioned college football, so I'll stick with that theme. We got a few games on tonight. Along with that USC-Rutgers game, we got a UNLV hosting Boise State. Boise State is number 17 in the country. Both teams are only one loss on the season. And then we got Louisville and Boston College in an ACC matchup. Also, just during the weekend, some of the biggest games. Notre Dame, they're number 12 in the nation. They are facing number 24 Navy, who's unbeaten. That's going to be getting underway in East Rutherford, New Jersey, neutral site game. Number 20 Illinois travels to number 1 Oregon. Number 21 Missouri takes on number 15 Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Number 5 Texas travels to number 25 Vanderbilt. And then we've got number 8 LSU traveling to number 14 Texas A&M. And you know what? I'll mention it out of local representation, if not out of pity. Florida State travels to number 6, Miami. What do you think, and be honest with me, Chris, don't just be an optimist. Mm-hmm. What do you think the chances are on a scale of 1 to 10 that Florida State pulls off the upset here on the road? All right, very well.
And I say that with respect.
Yeah, no,
just
it is.
Just look at the records and look at the teams and look how they've played so far this year.
I crack jokes about Florida State, but it is true. They're not having a good year.
And this is not a slight on the university's football program at all. It's just a bad year.
Yeah. Yeah, this is obviously not the status quo.
No, it's not.
One win over halfway through the season.
But, hey, maybe, listen, there might be a blessing in disguise here. They're doing the renovations over at Doak Campbell. So there's 20,000 seats less. So maybe this is a good year. This is what's to happen.
Yeah, maybe they're going to come out swinging with both their stadium and their football program in a year or two. They're just going to be great again. And, man, Doak Campbell will be even more deafening than it already is.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm getting all ready for tomorrow. If you heard me talk about it, I got my three little monsters ready to go. Barktoberfest back this weekend at Seville Square. The Pensacola Humane Society featuring the best dog costumes. You got to see these things. They're just hilarious because usually when they do the costume event, the dog owner dresses like the dog. It's a hoot. Okay, you got the best dog costume. You got vendors. You got small dog races. You got food trucks. You got a host of beverage tents. Tails start wagging Sunday, 11 a.m. Barktoberfest will help raise funds for the PHSS animals. So it's a good cause.
Yep.
And if you want to put a smile on your face, if you want to get away from politics, you just want to go get a breath of fresh air, go downtown to the Seville Square across from my good friend
Hub
Stacy's.
Right? Yeah, there it is.
I got to give you the
you've said it so many times. Pinpointer. I know it.
There
now.
You go.
And if I know it, they should too.
Yeah, Barktoberfest. Good times to Sunday.
All righty, 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Palafox Street, we did have an accident there that is still causing some backups. Not as severe as it was earlier, though. And then your last major spot is going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 63 tonight. Saturday and Sunday should be temperatures similar to what we've had lately. Highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid to low 60s.
You know, you and I talked about this, I guess it was during the 4 o'clock. Funding for demolition and redevelopment could be in question now over the former Baptist Hospital facility. Now, 10 months ago, if you remember, we were reporting on this, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reese signed a letter of intent for the city to take ownership of that property. That has not happened. State Rep Alex Andrade is concerned the money the state earmarked to help the city redevelop that property could be used elsewhere if the project doesn't move forward soon. He's saying, hey, you don't spend it, you're going to lose it. Pensacola City Council voted to accept $16 million in private and grant funding for the redevelopment of the West Marino Street site. City needs $16.5 million before the mayor will commit to owning that property. The city is short about $500,000 on that situation. Another thing we talked about. You actually brought this to my attention, and I'm thinking it was either Thursday's show or Wednesday's show, talking about the person that went there, tore down all those Greek flags at a New Jersey restaurant, only to find out she was going to tear down the Israeli flags.
Oh, my goodness.
23-year-old Amber Matthews apparently a bit confused and busted for the ludicrous blunder. Police say Matthews ripped down a string of Greek flags attached to the awning of Evie's Gyro, mistaking them for Israeli. The owner telling police that Matthews tore down the flags and decorative lights while repeatedly screaming there's genocide going on. Police reviewing security footage and found Matthews handing out flyers in support of Palestine at the establishment a week prior to the incident. Matthews posting the video of her hateful rage on TikTok more than 7 months later. Police had no leads until Matthews posted the video. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
What a knucklehead.
Yeah, that's just pretty, that's unsettling.
And you know, sometimes if you do happen to visit the Fox television network, sometimes they go out into a crowd and they'll ask them a question about, like I mentioned to you before in our first hour or so, you know, fascism.
Yes. I mean,
Trump's a fascist. Well, and then they ask people, well, what is a fascist? Well, 95% said, I don't know. I'm only doing what they told me to tell you. Well, this is the same thing that's going on with this kind of crazy stuff. Could you point out on the map where Israel is? Okay, I don't think that's even in the same hemisphere you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just saying, people get into these things. People, they're like sheep following, you know, they're following the leaders.
Right.
Well, think for yourself.
But the thing is, also, I mean, that is what politicians want, and I don't think that's much of a conspiracy to say that.
I'm not a politician.
Well, because that's why, you know, you see celebrities backing people. They're getting all these celebs to be like, hey.
And I got a question. Why do you get involved to alienate half of your fan base? That's what I don't understand.
That is true.
I mean, here you are. You say, I'm going to pull for this person. Well, then 50% of the people say, I hate you. Forget it. I'm not going to support you. Why would they uncork that whole thing? Why would they uncork Pandora's box?
Well, because if they've hit that level of stardom, they don't need your approval now.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of... You're right. I'm not going to go down that road. Right. Because we could be here for hours discussing it.
That is true. Just the corruption of the celebrity elite and their wishy-washy politics.
You want to know why I left La La Land.
548 Wall Street. Closing with stocks mixed to end a volatile week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 259 points to 42,114. The S&P 500 lost a point to 5808. And the NASDAQ gained 103 points to 18,518.
You know, for 15 years, I kind of worked around EC. Not kind of, I did. I worked for EC Way and doing a lot of environmental programming, taught a lot of environmental courses over there. And tomorrow, there's a national event that I was very proud to be a part of. It's the Pharmaceutical Take Back Program.
Yes.
For unwanted use, prescriptions, things like that. It helps people safely dispose of their unwanted prescription drugs. Well, Fox's Tanya J. Powers kind of has an explanation for us.
National Prescription Drug Take Back Day is planned for Saturday and gives people the chance to get rid of those unneeded prescription medications in a safe way. The program is done by the Drug Enforcement Administration, which says removing such medicines from the home can help keep unused prescription drugs from falling into the wrong hands. Last year, Take Back Day collected almost 600,000 pounds of unneeded medications at more than 4,600 collection sites across the country. More than 18 million pounds of medications have been removed during these events over the past decade. The DEA's Take Back Day website has a collection site locator to help with finding one near you. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty, 550 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got health officials updating us on the number of E. coli cases linked to McDonald's and the responses that have been made in return. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
This is it. It's the final Bands on the Beach of the 2024 season, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Accord.
Purple rain.
This week, it's Class X, the high-energy classic rock cover band with two powerful lead vocalists playing the best of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and some modern-day selections as well. Don't miss Class X Tuesday night at 7 for the very last performance of the season for Bands on the Beach.
Hi everybody, this is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 5:53 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you in just a couple minutes. But first, hinted at this before the break, health officials reporting the number of E. coli cases linked to McDonald's is now up to 75. That was earlier today. The CDC released the update saying that the outbreak has impacted people in 13 states and led to 22 hospitalizations, and one person even died in Colorado. McDonald's has removed its Quarter Pounder hamburger from the menu at around a fifth of its locations in response to the outbreak. And of course, we touched on this as well. Other restaurants such as KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut have pulled onions from select locations out of an abundance of caution.
Okay, we want to thank Ray Palmer, President, CEO of Pensacola Sports. He joined us earlier in the hour. We discussed the new SBC conference for the Sun Belt Conference Basketball Men's and Women's Championships. They do this game in March. They've extended that contract. The current contract runs through 2025, then they pick it up at 2026 through 2030. So they're in town through 2030. But then also we discussed the fact SEC women's soccer coming into Ashton-Brosnahan 9 days from now. But you know what? SEC soccer isn't the only thing we're going to talk about in terms of women's soccer. This time next year, Pensacola State's women's soccer team, the reigning Division II Region 8 champs, will have a new soccer facility. PSC is advancing plans to construct a soccer complex right there at the corner of Underwood and Tippett Avenues. PSC Athletic Director Brian Llewellyn confirms the complex will be constructed in phases with the natural turf NC2A regulation size soccer field beginning and kicking off that first step.
Oh, All righty.
How about that?
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool, man. 5:55 here. Hopefully I can keep this these cool vibes going.
The ladies are getting their facilities, and it's well timed. It happened.
Yes, it's overdue, and it's well-deserved for sure. 5:55 here. Hopefully I can keep the good news going with this traffic and weather update. Just got some of the same issues. I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Still got some congestion on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you are traveling east or westbound, really, towards Palafox Street because of an accident that was reported there earlier. And then the last major spot's Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 85, low of 62. And Sunday, high of 85, low of 64.
You know, I really don't want your opinion, but the listeners. I really don't want you to decide whether yes or no to the story I'm going to talk to you. But I want to make this kind of a story of the holiday spirit and put that out there for you. I'm just putting it out there. An iconic, and a lot of the upper demographic listeners to the show. Best way to put that. An iconic annual gift catalog known for its extravagance has removed the word, are you ready, Christmas from its name after nearly a 100-year run. We're talking about Nemus Marcus's Christmas book, in print since 1926, has become popular among bucket list dreamers for its fantasy gifts. The shift to, now they've changed it to holiday book, has raised a lot of holiday problems inside the 117-year-old Dallas-based company. There's a new CEO, brand new in the place here. His name is Jeffrey Van Ramdock. He is the man behind the Scrooge move, is not popular inside the company. And I'm telling you what the employees are saying. Employees say if he put as much time running the business instead of supporting and expressing viewpoints about DEI, they would be launching an IPO instead of jobs are at risk because of our business model failure. Eesh. A lot of the employees, if you want to voice your concern over the move, and if you go up there, you can Google it, and you will see the comments. I mean, the thousands of pages of comments, people just going crazy. Let me just point something out to you. And people did not go this crazy. About 3 years ago, Walmart made the move from their Christmas section in their store that said it had Christmas on it. Now it says holiday.
Eh.
That was 3 years ago.
Well, it's
and nobody made a fuss over that.
Nah, because at the end of the day, it's like you kind of roll your eyes over it, but it's nothing I'm gonna get on my soapbox.
That's why I said I'm not talking to you.
That's why he told me to keep my mouth shut.
I'm not looking for an opinion from anybody. I just wanted to point it out.
No, people are upset. I mean, that's
absolutely,
that's not an opinion. That's true.
Christmas is Christmas, and it's not holiday.
All righty.
It is a holiday, but boy, I could go down the wrong hole here.
Yeah, pick your words wisely.
Yeah, you got it.
A piece of naval aviation history will be the centerpiece of a new museum in Foley. The city has purchased an N3N biplane to display once their new World War II museum is built. Foley was designated a National World War II Heritage City earlier this year, and that is an honor given to only one city in each state. The N3N was flown by pilots in training during the war, and many of those pilots trained at Foley's Barron Field.
When I first saw the footage of that yellow plane, and it is a biplane, I thought it was a Stearman at first, but a Stearman has rotary engine, and I didn't get a close enough look at this one. So it's called the N3N, I believe.
Yes.
And so they're doing their own World War II museum. Good for Foley. That's a great thing over there.
No, that's a huge
attraction.
Yeah.
We were talking food just a second ago. You were bringing up the aspect of all the different restaurants pulling the onions, stuff
like
that.
E. coli
stuff. Hey, Taco Bell rolling out a limited time decades menu across the U.S. Here you go, baby boomers. You can recognize this thing. The menu offers customers a throwback to the first 5 decades of the chain's food selection. Each of the 5 decades menu items will have a price tag, get this, below $3.
Mm.
Go ahead and smile about that. When it debuts nationwide, participating restaurants will sell the items while supplies last.
Yep.
That's where they cover it. That's like when I use the word proposal, things like that, projected, potential.
Well, I think my parents found an old Taco Bell receipt a little while back, and the prices were shocking.
I go back to McDonald's when the McDonald's hamburgers were 15 cents.
And don't rub it in.
Oh, and hey, they're just as good today as they were back then.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.